Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Respectfully. All right, it's 4 o'clock, and we are going to get more of the people. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. We had a very... A detailed start to the show, a choice A, choice B of two cities, and how it is the inverse reaction from the fan base. Here locally with the Tigers, fans are happier than a pig in mud. Teams 18 and 17 when they really should be 23 and 12. If your GM and owner decided to put an offense on the field, you're wasting 90-win pitching. I profiled the other town, which is St. Louis. Another God-fearing Midwestern town. They've had a winning year, 23 of the last 25. They've gone to four World Series. They had one bad year last year. They're off to a mediocre start this year. A couple games worse than the Tigers. Five games out of first. Yeah. They want the DeWitts to sell the team. They want the Mosaic, the GM fired.
Yeah,
they want Marmol launched into space.
Yeah, they're 15 and 20 right now. They're five games under 500. But, yeah, it's... such a visceral reaction to...
And mind you, they got a ton of injuries. Tommy Edmonds hurt. Jordan Walker got sent down. Pitching injuries galore. Gallegos. The point I'm making is, why in this town do we not have... why do we have lower standards than St. Louis? This is a baseball team, and I'm not going to redo the whole presentation. You've had a bottom five offense five of the last 7 years. You haven't been inside the top 20 since 2017. You haven't made the playoffs. You've had one winning record. Scott Harris has now been here for multiple off seasons where he views offense like a joke. Hey, you want to play the audio about how we got a good player at every position? Young and, hey, you know, there are not enough at-bats to go around. Really? You sent Parker Meadows down today, and you brought up a guy who no one's ever heard of. He's not a prospect. He's a farmhand. This guy was DFA'd by Colorado as a failed prospect and then DFA'd by the Pirates.
Ryan Vidali?
Sure.
Yeah. Three major league games.
He's nobody. He's nothing. So you talk about how good the system is, and this is who you call up to replace Parker Meadows? I mean, for God's sakes, slide Riley to center and bring up Henry Molloy. I mean, Justin Henry Molloy right now has got an 886 OPS at Toledo. You want to bring him up? Bring him up.
Well, his defense is a concern.
Yeah, you know what my concern is? A team that can't score in a whorehouse. I'm tired of it.
You said it's standard. It's St. Louis has standards. We only want to see the best. We want to win. We want to be in the conversation every year.
And that's what the Tigers should be. I hate to break it to you. You're in a division with a bunch of welfare owners. The Guardians are cheap as the day is long. The Royals, hope you enjoyed your one World Series that you're ever going to see in your lifetime because you're garbage. And the White Sox, forget about it. The Twins, please. If you wanted to own this division, you could. Your owner is loaded. You choose to have a payroll $60 million below league average. You choose to hire a GM who's more interested in hiring Jonah Hill for Moneyball and giving you the likes of McKinstry and Veerling and a broken pelvis and Carson Kelly. You know what? You want to show me you're serious? Postage stamp, Javi Baez, SpaceX rocket. Goodbye. But you're not. And last night they wasted a brilliant pitching performance by Jack Flaherty. Another one. Look at what happened to Skubal this weekend. Look at what happened Friday in New York.
I mean, keep going? No, because it bothers me because he came out at the beginning of the season and said, we have all these young bats and we got to play them. We don't want to block them. It's just like, do you know what good is? Because this ain't it. Like, what were you seeing that we aren't seeing right now? What was it that made you utter that statement?
Who?
Scott Harris. Because I don't see it. And it's like, he said it with such conviction, like, I know things.
Well, it's
just listen, wait and see.
Listen, the problem I have in all of sports, so I can make sure I'm not making this personal. I don't want to. It's not personal. I don't care about Scott Harris. I have a problem with most GMs or team presidents act like they're curing pancreatic cancer, which is, in fact, incurable. The point is, stop. Come down off the altar, okay? Like, stop. You don't have all the answers. Because if you did, you'd have World Series rings. You don't. Whatever, when Scott Harris was an intern with the Cubs. Like, stop. That was Theo's team, not yours. And the Giants, they had one winning record in like a decade. Just because it worked with dirtbags and gym rats in Frisco for 1 year, where, by the way, they didn't even make the NLCS. Fact check me on that. I'm pretty sure they got broomed out in the NLDS. The point I'm making is, two straight years, you've made a mockery of putting a major league lineup out there. And if you want to sell me that it's all about the young players developing, fine. Then you better look like the Baltimore Orioles. I better see a lineup top to bottom that is almost exclusively young talent. That's not what this is. Start with the catcher position. Jake Rogers, Carson Kelly. Nope. Javi Baez. Nope. Matt Vierling. Nope. You know, the McKinstry's, nope. Mark Canna, nope. Who? You want to tell me, hey, we got to develop Colt Keith? That's cool. But I needed a backup plan there when the guy had a 398 OPS the opening 35 games of the year. All right, Parker Meadows, fine. Your backup plan is now who? Frosty McGee? Who the hell is this guy? David, what's his name?
Ryan Vilade.
Couldn't care less. Nobody. He may as well be Darkman. Put a silhouette up there. He doesn't even have a profile pic at ESPN.
He's batting seventh tonight.
That's your answer. So you don't get to have it both ways. And they've almost brazenly gone into multiple off seasons and said, oh, you think we need bats? Watch this. Look at it. Six players with an OPS under 600. Four under 500. And I watch. Last night was a joke. Rico, they should be 5-6 games better than they are. They're wasting elite pitching.
And they are. And by the way, yeah, the Phillies swept the Cardinals.
Yeah, not the Cardinals, the Giants.
Oh.
In that magical year where, like, Mike Yastrzemski carried the team. Hey, they didn't make the World Series. They didn't even make the NLCS. So great, you racked up a bunch of wins. In a one magical year, they may as well make a movie about that Giants team. I think it was the 21 team.
Yeah, yep, Dodgers.
Yeah, Scott Harris is 1 year. I don't care.
Five games, yeah.
Whee! I don't care.
Would you like the lineup for tonight?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on, everybody get primed. Everybody put on your silk robe. Kenny, get your smoking jacket on. Let's hear this murderer's row. What do we got?
Batting first and playing second, Andy Ibañez.
He actually can give you a major league at bat.
Okay.
But he's not going to play 162 games at second base. But go ahead.
Playing center field and batting second, Wenzel Perez. Playing third and batting third is Matt Vierling.
Where's Riley Green?
Left field and batting fourth, Riley Green.
But why would you not have Riley Green hitting first or second to gain the extra at bat?
Yeah.
I thought we loved analytics here. I don't want Riley hitting cleanup. This isn't 1989.
How many times is this batting order turn over during a game? Not very often because they don't get many hits.
Right.
At least have him at the top so he has a shot.
100%. Yeah, listen, Riley's having an all-star year, but I can't take him any lower than second because of what Kenny said. That's the extra at bat in the eighth or ninth. Carry on.
Playing DH, batting fifth, Jake Rogers.
No, wait. Woo!
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Can you pull up Jake Rogers? Oh, I want Kenny to do that. I want you to sit here and look at Kenny. Kenny, pull up Jake Rogers' numbers. This is your DH. All right? Just so we're clear now. This is your big bopper. This is your guy. You could not bring J.D. Martinez here. There are no at-bats to go around because you got Jake Rogers playing DH tonight. Can you give me the numbers, Kenny?
Yeah, he's got a 530 OPS, just hitting the lights out here. 247 on-base percentage, and he's a negative war right now. Two home runs.
Your DH is a player who hurts you.
He does have five RBIs.
Stab wound. Okay. Keep going.
Sixth in playing first base, Spencer Torkelson. Seventh, playing right field will be Ryan Vallade. Eighth, shortstop, Javi Baez. And ninth in playing catcher, Carson Kelly.
So the fact that both your catchers suck, we just had to get both of them in the lineup tonight. I got nothing. Now, maybe tonight's magical and Logan T. Allen melts down on the mound and they score five or six runs. But that on paper, I'm not kidding you, that's the worst Tiger lineup maybe of my life. I don't like, and I don't think fans should be accepting of that.
No, and here's what makes it really bad. It's not like they have injuries and you're waiting for somebody to come back and you just got a space holder there. This is it. This is as good as it gets.
Yes, Kenneth.
Jake Rogers' OPS plus is 52. So he's 50% worse than your average MLB player.
What's Carson Kelly?
I'll look that up for you,
too. Yeah, hold on. Because one catcher's not bad enough. Let's play them both.
I think his is 5. 13.
48.
Oh.
48.
So if I put them both together,
they equal one catcher.
I get one league average player. One problem. This isn't Voltron. We can't just Velcro them together.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, straight to the people.
Let's get to our man, Tony, who's been very patient. Tone, how are you today?
I am okay. How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, I agree with you, but I think you sell the fans a little short on the fact that there's a lot of us out here that's really, really upset with what's going on. They knew coming into the season they had no hitting. And I really hit the button when they lost that game that Flaherty pitched, had 14 strikeouts, and they couldn't win a game.
Yep.
I mean, it's just embarrassing. But, it goes beyond the GM. It goes to A.J. Hinch as well. I mean, he plays too much into the analytics, and, no guys can really get their feet on the ground when they're only playing every other day. I mean, I heard you say that Andy Ibañez will give you a professional at-bat, but when he's playing every other day, he's not going to be able to help the team at all. And there's only one other thing I'd like to say. Well, two other things. They need to get rid of those ugly jerseys. Those things are hideous. And secondly, baseball needs to get rid of that, putting a man on second base in extra innings.
See, I like the second base in extra innings because I don't want to watch a 15-inning game.
Just get it over with?
Yeah. Now, Tony, let me address the Hinch thing. All right? Now, here's what I'll tell you. Largely, he's been asked to make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. But he's also done some questionable things in that process. I mean, some bullpen decisions have been interesting, to say the least. And lineup-wise, look, late innings, you go, wait a minute. Why are you letting, an example, why are you letting Javi Baez hit here? This guy's atrocious. I think, look, there has to be a level of blame year in, year out. If you're special as a manager, if you truly are special, you have to have some level of impact here. It's fair to critique a little bit. Now, I would just tell you.
Walk in there and say, hey, we need better players.
The blame game, it starts with Chris, it goes to Scott, and then somewhere way down the list is A.J. Hinch. This is about up top. Now, you want to tell me, well, A.J. has a big say in who's
here?
That's
what I'm saying. Fine. He walks in there, hey, Scott, you got to give me some better ingredients, okay? I have nothing
to cook with. Yeah, I cannot believe smart baseball people back-to-back seasons have put this lineup out there. And the pitching is good enough to win this division. Let's go to Ray, 97.1. Ray, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Rico, I just have to personally thank you for having me in stitches laughing yesterday with your questions about horse racing. It just I know it drove Mike crazy, and it was just 10,000, really. Anyway, I just want to thank Chris Illich. I want to thank him for wasting Riley Green. I want to thank him for, wasting, A.J. Hinch as a, manager, albeit, as you said, he has made some, questionable decisions. But, no doubt, he's a pretty decent manager.
Yeah.
We're to, call a spade a spade. I want to, thank him for, wasting Tarik Skubal and his great pitching. Like, I literally looked it up. The Tigers have, one of the best, earned run averages, against when he talks about the pitching, and yet their batting is only, maybe 23rd at best. It's pathetic. And you would like to think that, maybe one of these years we'd actually be able to sniff the playoffs, but to be quite honest, I'm almost ready to just blow this whole thing up and just start over from scratch, because at least then I'd know that the Tigers have a direction. And, they've got, people that they're trying to bring up through the minor leagues that just are, let's be honest.
Yeah, but I'll give you an example. Hold on. Ray, think about this. Tell me where I'm crazy here. So you send Parker Meadows down, and you bring up this nobody. I mean, this is not a prospect. This is a farmhand. How much longer do we have to wait till Justin Henry Molloy's 25 years old? Oh, he doesn't play center field. I don't care. Slide Riley over. The guy's got a 900 OPS at Toledo. His bat's his strength. He's never going to be a great defensive player. Throw him out there. Or better yet, you're DHing Jake Rogers tonight. If Justin Henry Molloy's defense is so atrocious, DH him.
Yeah, I'm not even asking the Tigers to sit there and, overspend and, be like the Dodgers and just, pay through the roof for, Shohei Ohtani. I think the Tigers are 20 runs away from being just above league average, which I think is the Twins, if I'm not mistaken, right now, just in runs scored. And how many more games would the Tigers have actually won this season had they had scored like 20 runs over the course of the season so far? It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And you're not wrong at all for trying to hold this team to a standard.
Yeah, and it's just, Ray, I feel like I fight an uphill battle because whether it's guys at the station, certainly the media at large. I mean, forget about Bally. Easy to forget when they're not viewable on Comcast. But, I mean, Bally's over here. They don't even show you the batting average at the start of the game. Well, here's what this guy hits against fastballs under a full moon. No, how about we just show the OBPs and the OPSs?
Good thing you can't watch it.
They say, let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Trying to hang in there. Watching Tigers and this rain does, wonders for depression when you're having to watch that lineup. But, most has been said about the offense, but I just thought of something on management. When I heard Scott Harris, I thought I was hearing Derek Lalonde talking about Red Wings and no one expected us to be here. It sounded like Scott Harris was trying to tell us on, well, because of all these sticks, we're not going to spend money. The theme from both the Wings and the Tigers seem to be the same thing. Their management teams do one thing. They manage expectations of fans and keep them lower.
Yep. And I'm tired of it. Because, again, if we flip it to hockey, I love how vitriolic the response is if you critique the Iser plan. Well, it's a pass-fail league. This was the softest bubble ever. Both of the wild card teams in the East got thrown into a wood chipper. The Wings weren't any good in year five of a rebuild. Now, what, I have to accept barely getting in next year? No. The goal next year should be to win a playoff series, to be a top three team in your division. And Jeff, you're right. I'll get made fun of for that opinion. Well, you don't know hockey. Dude, it's year six. You told me Yzerman was a unicorn. Show me something.
I want to see from him and as a GM what he was as a player. I saw when they won, now look at the Lions bringing Chris Spielman as someone. That's a guy who hated to lose. And all of a sudden there's a different attitude about winning. Joe Dumars, he finished tough, but there was a guy who hated losing. You had guys in that hated losing. Yzerman hates losing, but it seems like we've found a way to just soften their approach. At least my opinion, they've tried to do that.
Oh, I think that's all they do. I mean, and again, the media will willfully do it for them. Think about it. Oh, if you critique the Iser plan, you're a bad person. You don't know hockey. You're low IQ. How dare you? We're going to be great in 2028. It's unbelievable. And again, it's guys I work with. It's people on TV. It's people in the paper. Forget about whatever the hell Kenny deals with on social. I'm talking about callers too. So I sit here and I go, well, wait a second. Now, hold on. I'm not asking for a World Series from Scott Harris. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for a respectable lineup. Effort. Acquisition. For Yzerman, it was they had to make the playoffs this year, or I started asking questions. Guys, you tanked the last month of the season. You didn't make it. Mm-hmm. You don't get to say you did. Second of all, next year, it will probably take the better part of 6 points more to get in than it took this year. Mm-hmm. So next year can't be the same expectation as this year. It's year six. Rico, my expectation is be legitimate mm-hmm. and go win a damn series. Or otherwise, we're in year seven without any. What is the point of any of this?
Mike, you're not wrong. I'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't stab me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, well, I've just heard the dumbest thing I'll hear all day. Did I just seriously hear another man knock a guy who wanted to be at the birth of his child?
Maybe he'll be asleep by the time you get home anyway.
Okay, so unplug Gilbert Arenas' batteries. I think it's probably just time to not platform him. I'll tell you this, he's approaching Antonio Brown for Looney Land. Wow. Yeah. Okay, then.
Minus the Burfict hit, yes.
The what?
Antonio Brown got hit.
Perfect. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, and he hasn't thrown candy penises at anybody. That video still shocks.
The fact that that was your go-to.
It was one of the most incredibly ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Right. It's like of all the things in the house that you could throw.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I know.
Hold on. Kenny went to Etsy and just bought me these. All right, David, some ticket texts, and then we'll get it moving. We got a Red Wings thing we got to fix.
Tigers offense is putrid. I'm glad Xfinity dropped Bally. Now I don't have the option to waste my night watching great pitching ruined by supporting just two runs. Seth in Canton. Kelly and Rogers both starting. The Tigers lineup is basically playing 9-on-8.
It's stunning when you think about it, like, neither catcher's any good. I wouldn't start either of them if I had one. So let's put both in the lineup, including one at DH. What?
Tiger sellers at the deadline once again. Another wasted year. But hey, it's the rebuild is over. Brian from Northfield.
I think that's Rico from across the console. I can't talk deadline on May 7th.
This just isn't a good sports town, Mike. It never will be, and it never was.
Disagreed completely. I think that these teams and the people that run them have largely taken your life force. If we really look at the last decade of sports in this town, or if you want to go a little further, 15 years, once that Lidstrom slap shot went off the crossbar in Game 7 in 09, it's pretty much been nothing. Nothing. Tigers made their appearance in the World Series. And Pablo Sandoval ended that. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's been nothing. The Lions finally, like, reignited it. But I just truly believe you've got bad ownership at large in this town. And the Pistons have been driven into Middle Earth. No one watches them, listens to them, talks about it. No one. The Red Wings have been in the wilderness. And even when we hired Steve Yzerman, what has it really netted us? And the Tigers, forget about it. Just forget it. They got a 90-win pitching staff and a 60-win offense. And if they play tonight, I actually hope they don't play. I don't want to watch that tonight. Now, I know I'm not digging ditches for a living. Please don't take it like that in listener land. I'm saying, watching this team and watching the lineup they're putting out tonight, dude, you're facing a nobody in Logan Allen. And this lineup features, I can't even believe it's real. Why would you drop Riley Green to fourth? This isn't 1985. Oh, he's the cleanup hitter. No, I'm batting him leadoff every night to get more bats.
I was about to say second at the worst. But, yeah.
Jake Rogers at DH? Pete Vidalia in center hitting seventh? What is this?
This poor man. Pete Vidalia.
Yeah. Well, add him to the rest of the bad lineup. He is a poor man. The rebuild began again when Scott Harris was hired. Thanks, computer. Okay, this is a team that is tanking and has outperformed expectations. Pitching staff accepts Skubal, our trade bait. That is from Larry in Detroit.
All right, but Larry, even if all of that is true, all right, I'll go with that. How do you justify Scott Harris essentially mocking the thought of an offense and a respectable lineup? Look at the people he's selected. See, I'll grade him. I have said this now. I'm sorry if it's redundant. While the team being bad for a decade is not Scott Harris's fault, it is his problem. Let's grade Scott Harris on the people he's brought to town on offense. How on earth is that acceptable? And you want to do it in the name of what? Developing young players? Well, how do any of these scrubs help young players? How is your catcher duo helping these young players? How's Javi Baez help anybody?
You know, it's almost like he just wants to make sure that there's no roadblocks for his young players, so when they develop, they're there. It's a dumb way of doing it.
Right. I was going to say, Rico, then wake me up in 2026. I mean, truth be told, what are we doing? But
allegedly, or kind of seems like that's the game plan right now.
I can't do it. This division is winnable. This pitching staff's good enough to win it. You gotta show me something. Look, on surface, if you hated the players that are available or you didn't want to make a trade, get Javi Baez out of here. Show me you care. How's Javi helping anybody? Seriously. You're hitting him eighth. The next stop is a bus. Like, it's just, come on.
And then
on.
You've already said for Torque, the next stop for him is the bench. So,
Colt Keith, how long are you going to stick with a guy who's got the worst OPS in baseball? Hell, he's benched tonight. Parker Meadows just got sent down. How you feeling about your game plan now? Now, had you had a couple of it, but think about this. Costa talked about it in the morning, and I'm not telling you it's gospel. I don't even know if I totally agree with it, but it's an idea, and I'll take it. It's creativity. Where the hell were the Tigers for Luis Arraez? Oh, but he's going to be a free agent. I don't care.
They have control over him for the next 2 years, okay. This year and next.
Okay, so there you go. $10 million. They didn't give up any of their top eight prospects. You get a guy whose OBP will be closer to 400 than 350. He's a silver slugger. He's played third, short, second, and both corner outfield spots in his career. Why not? Now your lineup could have Riley Green first or Arraez, and then the other batting second. And if they had done what you wanted in the offseason, which you were a J.D. Martinez guy, J.D. would have been back last week. Now all of a sudden, look at your top three. I'm just trying to find ways to win the division here that don't really do much. Okay, let's say Arraez is 10 mil and J.D. was 13. Say I had to pay J.D. 17. You'd still be 35 mil under league average payroll. It costs nothing. I don't understand the lack of urgency. But see, I have a different mentality than I feel that ownership has. My feelings paid for them. Spend it to make it. Mm-hmm. Ownership here well knows if this team's winning, 2.5 million people are going through that gate. Spend the money. Mm-hmm. Spend it to make it. Mm-hmm. Nah. Here's a crazy puff.
Here's a home run celebration. Mm-hmm. Here's some new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
We got clean showers in Lakeland.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the people. I am going to play the role of Kenny. No, not a fall down drunk. But a man with possible solutions. Kenny, I was making sure you were paying attention. You were very chatty back there. I need to slander you in order to realign your focus. Kenny took some bullets last week. People were upset when he made a suggestion for the Iser plan. Well, I'm going to lay down on the train tracks and I'll run cover for Kenny today because I have me an idea. We're going to get to that in a couple of minutes. Let's go to Murray, 97.1. Murray, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm fine, fellas. You think Candelaria could have helped the Tigers and the Castros? You think they could have helped the Tigers hit more?
No, Murray, hell, man. You know, Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, Sesame Street characters could help us. So I can't sit here and argue with you. Sure. Why not?
That was the dumbest thing that they could have, Harris could have done.
I think the dumbest thing is, well, first of all, there are multiple, in my opinion, dumb moves that he made offensively. Having a Frankenstein at third base, that made no sense to me. The idea that we were going to duct tape, you know, McKinstry, a dude with a broken pelvis, Banez, we'll figure it out. I don't respect that.
See, I think having everybody and raising the expectation of thinking, okay, after Miggy's contract comes off, because for years it was like, once Miggy's contract is done, oh, just sit back and wait and see. Well, it fell off the books, and it's like, okay, what did I miss here? You did nothing with that. I think that's where the frustration kicks in.
Well, they'll tell you they got Flaherty and they got Maeda. But it doesn't tell the whole story is that the payroll is $60 million below league average.
Right.
Now, Murray, look, I'm not going to sit here and argue anybody who says I wish we had, you know, player X. How could I argue? No, I'm not going to sit here and scream bloody murder that Candelario was gone. But my point is, if the other option was to go into a baseball season with a cast of nobodies at third, look at Javi Baez again, you know, Mark Canna, Matt Vierling. I mean, today I got a backup catcher DHing. How am I going to argue with you, Murray? Not going to. Yeah. David, what do you got on ticket text before? I'm sure the hockey fans are going to get very upset at me.
Tigers need to be willing to part with a couple of these pitchers to get a bat or two. There are teams that need pitching and have hitters to give. I don't know what Harris is doing here.
See, the thing that bothers me is you didn't have to go through all that. You could have just picked up some people and just paid them and brought them here.
That's correct.
And kept everything together.
No, we didn't want to block Jace Jung, the guy you're teaching to play third base, and we have no idea if he'll ever be good at it or if he'll be a good player. Oh, well, we don't want to block who? Who in the outfield?
Yeah, you're worried about people who will be up here in 2-3 years.
I just
worry about this year. Sell out for this year.
Not even sell out. Just try to be competitive.
That's what I'm saying. Just tear. Sign a bunch of 1 and 2 year deals so that when by the time the deals are over, the guys that you're coveting to come up, they'll be ready and these guys will be gone.
Here's what it feels like. No air quotes. What it feels like is he has sold Chris on a 4-year plan. And 2026 is when they'll be ready to actually do things and stuff and fun. I just don't subscribe to it. Because if I owned a team.
You say 4 because I'm thinking, what, 5-year plan? But
no, I just, if I owned a team, it would be made abundantly clear to the person I hired. I'm going to give you the latitude to be smart, right? Hire smart people and let them be smart. But Scott, we've been bad for a decade. My customer base is not going to tolerate a 4 or 5 year deal. So what do I got to do for you to take 4 or 5 years? And how about we bring that down to, I need to compete a little bit here.
Right. Because you can sell that 4-year plan, but then all of a sudden situation changes and you got to adjust on the fly. Hey, you know what? We can win this division. That's a great thing to give to this city. And it'll give you some street cred with the people of selling your 4-year plan. You win this division. You're competitive in this division. Now they'll say, okay, we can wait because it's only going to get better than allegedly doing what you're doing right now. Just, yeah.
David.
OMG, I'm tired of hearing that word blocking. It's not blocking. It's creating competition. Competition breeds greatness. Chuck and Flint. The fact that Green has 9 homers and 17 RBI says it all. Nobody gets on base.
No, look, Riley Green is an all-star. He's having a fabulous start to the year. I only wish I could put ballplayers around him who could make him even better. They just choose not to. And again, like, I don't know what planet where Parker Meadows is Mike Trout. Yes, he plays above average to maybe borderline gold glove defense. But offensively, sorry, it's just there's nothing there for me. All right, well, we're going to roll him out in center. Well, what's the other plans? Matt Vierling. What's the other plans? Mark Canha. These are not – ask yourself this. Red Wing fan, you're a Tiger fan, you're a Piston fan. How many players do I have that would play on a playoff team? Like if Mark Canha played for the Dodgers, the Braves, the Yankees, the Orioles, Mark Canha's a fourth outfielder. All right? You have one player that would play for those teams. It's Riley Green.
Yeah, he's playing on the Thursday getaway day.
Right. You want to add a pitcher to the mix? Tarek Skubal would start. He probably wouldn't start. The way the Dodgers, they got 50 pitchers. But you get my point.
He wouldn't be number one in the rotation, but he would be in the rotation.
I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of having a bunch of guys that wouldn't play for decent teams. And while I want to give runway to guys like Cole Keith, I want to give runway for Spencer Torkelson. I get all of that. You cannot sell me go look at that lineup today and tell me that that's about developing young players. That lineup, if they even play tonight, that lineup is wild.
Maybe a good thing you can't see him. But you can listen to him right here on 97.1.
No, I'll see him tonight.
No, I'm talking not you. I'm talking about the people.
Oh, I know. Please. Please. Kenny, I have a question for you. You know I hinted at this topic I'm going to do next. And you were like, Michael, this is a tremendous idea. Are you setting me up for a fail?
I don't think I am, but I thought the Stamkos idea wasn't bad either, and then I just got ran over by a train. So maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
So we're going to play a game, and it's called You Don't Like My Idea, Cool, What's Yours? So I will lay something out there that seems to be in the public discourse. And I'd like to know if this is going to move the Iser plan forward. And if you don't like it, the only rule is, cool, what's your idea? We'll get to it next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.